Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Did we have enough faith? I remember feeling that myself as the darkness came over me many, many years ago. Did we have enough faith? We had been praying for a young chap who had been very ill and who had died. And as I heard the news that he had died, in my very immature new Christian state, I wondered if I had been praying hard enough. Had I prayed hard enough? Perhaps if I'd prayed harder or more passionately, God would have heard our prayer. Did we have enough faith? Those were the words that rolled around my mind as the guilt rose up within me. And then afterwards, of course, you know, you read the Bible and we read things like in today's biography of Jesus with Matthew, where suddenly we see Jesus walking around, distributing answers to prayer like anything. If someone asked for an answer to prayer, Jesus said yes. You know, he walks up to a Jewish man who says, actually, my daughter is dead or near dead. And Jesus says she's going to be healed. And he heals her. And a woman who's had menstruation problems the whole of her life, and that would have been terrible in that particular society, is healed. Indeed, not one, but two blind men come to Jesus and pester him, and he heals them. And what does Jesus say about all that? He says, according to their faith, they were healed. Do you know, sometimes I just feel inadequate when it comes to prayer and faith. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have seen many great healings and God has answered many of my prayers. But in truth, even this week, as I have been praying for several people to be healed, the echoes of that young lad dying haunt me. Maybe I wonder, do I have enough faith? Maybe I just don't have all the faith that is needed. I imagine that I'm not alone in thinking that sometimes. How do you, I wonder, find your conviction in prayer? How is your faith? Are you fully convinced that God will act upon your prayers? Or perhaps, like me, sometimes you struggle more. You struggle wondering if you have the faith for your prayers to be answered. I wonder then, what can we learn from this collection of books we call the Bible, our scriptures that we place so much emphasis on? Well, several times already I have used the word faith, and I've used it in quite a simplistic way. And perhaps we might discover that the way I've used it is not correct. You see, it's important when we read our Bibles that we read our Bibles in context of the whole of this Bible, the whole of what Jesus says. We don't need to be pulling out individual verses and hanging a theology of Jesus upon just one verse. We need to live the whole of what God says. Hence the reason that it's important that we read this collection of books. And if we do that, what we will discover actually is God's picture for prayer from the whole of his Bible. God's picture for faith from the whole of his Bible. His picture for our lives from the whole of his Bible. And we will discover that faith isn't quite what many of us believe it to be. It certainly isn't that image of what I was when I was a young Christian, worrying that I hadn't had enough faith for that young child to survive. So let's go back quickly then to the beginning of our scriptures, back to Genesis, where we see God in relationship with humans. God places humans in the form of Adam and Eve in the garden. And his whole desire there is to work with humans. His whole desire is to have relationship with humans. However, of course, we find that they stuff it up. But that doesn't stop God. What we see then from Genesis is God, throughout the rest of his Bible, spend time trying to create relationship, trying to build partnership, or what he calls covenants, with his people. It starts perhaps with Noah, where we see God create a covenant between him and Noah. No longer will I flood the earth, he says, and he promises to bless Noah. Later on, of course, that gets mucked up once more. And we see then God create a covenant with Abraham as he promises to bless him and the generations to come. What happens then? Yes, we blow it. So God makes a covenant with the nation of Israel as he rescues them from captivity and leads them towards the promised land. What happens then? Yeah, we blow it. This isn't going great for people so far, is it? They lose trust in God because of all this, and they lose their faith. They say, actually, we want a king like the nations around us. Give us a king to lead us, they say. God hears their cry and says, no, that is not what you want. You don't want a king to rule over you. You don't want a king to take part of what you are. You want to be in partnership. But they cry out more, give us a king. And so God repents and gives him a king. Indeed, he even goes on to make a covenant with King David. But of course, what happens? We blow it. God, however, doesn't give up on us. He sends Jesus. The new covenant is offered. And once more, it's there for us to partner with God. You see, Jesus is about partnering with us. When he says, according to their faith, it's about a sure and certain knowledge that we are in partnership, in covenant with him. It's not about some magical belief. If you pray really, really, really hard, then he will answer your prayers. No, it's not about that. That's not faith. That's more about us than it is about Jesus. Indeed, at one point in the Gospels, Jesus says the disciples have little faith. So if it really is about them trying really hard, then there is no hope. But it's not about depending upon us. Our faith is about our reliance on Jesus, about turning to him, whatever the situation. It's not about our ability. That's not what faith covenant is about. Faith is about partnering with Jesus in prayer. And then whatever happens, about trusting that ultimately the outcome will be one of God's will. Not necessarily in that moment, but in the greater picture. That is covenant faith, covenant trust. That is covenant love. Whatever happens, we will be reconciled with God. Covenant faith is a whole lot harder to accept than a blind faith. It requires more intellectual work. It requires more spiritual work. It requires us to also act. See, we pray in faith and then we get off our backsides and we do what we can as well with the gifts that we have been given. As well as praying in conversation, we partnership with God in action as well. Covenant faith equals us being willing to be vulnerable and then to act. So what about your covenant faith? How do you express that right now? What part are you playing in that partnership in this stage of your life with God? You have all the covenant faith that you need. Now, what does that mean next for you? Can you imagine what would happen if we as individuals had covenant faith with God? A faith that said, I will pray as you have told me to pray. A faith that says, I will act. I will get up and act in a way that you have told me to act. And I will leave the rest with you. I will trust that ultimately we will be reconciled with you. Can you imagine what happened if individuals did that and then we come together as a group here in Bedhampton? There would be people who taught in covenant faith. There would be people who pastored in covenant faith, who took care of others in covenant faith. There would be those who actually prayed for healing and it came, an expression of that covenant faith. Whilst others would serve and give and show mercy, and others again would speak of the love of Jesus. Their expression of love of Jesus is their partnership in covenant faith. Can you imagine what would happen? God's kingdom would come. Now, my own expression of that covenant faith is a desire for you to join us. It's a desire for you to join us to see God's kingdom come in Bedhampton. That is my desire. That's the covenant faith I have to have with Jesus. I pray for it. I act upon it. And then I leave it with him. What today is your part of that covenant faith?
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.